This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Amen. I can't tell if my grandson's coming to preach with me or not. He's just on it. Uh-oh, he may be ready. Okay. We don't know. Oh, okay. Well, just taking a stroll through the park. All right. Yeah. All right. You know what? Those things don't bother me. Roy, if he makes a noise, that doesn't bother me. You know, Aaron Evenson said, oh, I'm sorry, Caleb. You know, that stuff doesn't bother me. That is life in the church. And that is beautiful life in the church. As we have our young people coming up and raising up. Adonijah does our communion on communion Sundays. And he has a new helper today. August carrying in a tray. And I took a picture of that because I thought you won't see that too often. Not that you won't see him helping. I mean, you just a chance to get a photo of that. And what a beautiful sight that was to see him helping Dad serve God and serve God's people. Whew, man, like Kisha said, we've had church already this morning during praise practice. God is moving in this place. I believe he's just starting to scratch the surface, by the way. So be prepared for that. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. And I asked last week, I said, you know, when Cindy and I were out at the airport, I said, do we experience the living God today? She said, well, of course. You know, you ministered to the relatives during their time of need for the memorial service. I said, I'm not talking about that. I said, I'm talking about, do we see and experience Jesus Christ walking around? I'm a little jealous in the New Testament. When Jesus is walking down the street, they'll say, hey, there's Jesus. Can we do that today? What makes your heart burn with desire and passion? And I'm talking about as a Christ follower. Man, what just set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control, we talked about and sang last week. And so today, I just want to take that a little further. And communion for me was just a little different today. Because I thought of Jesus when he had given thanks and broke the bread. And how their eyes were opened. But if you remember, the first thing we read last week, Jesus, before he came into Jerusalem, and they waved the palms and all those things. He was talking to his disciples from Luke 18. You don't have to go there. I'll just read it real quick. Said, and then he took the 12 aside and he said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. And all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will, not might be, will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles. He will be mocked, insulted, spit upon. Then they will beat him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. But remember verse 34 of Luke 18. And it said, but they understood none of these things. I don't believe it was because they were ignorant. Just said, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Because it says, this saying was hidden from them. And they did not know the things which were spoken. And I thought, if things were hidden from the disciples, why would we be surprised that, hey, I don't comprehend what this is saying. I don't understand that. But he continues on. I don't know why I flipped back to that. Luke chapter 24. He sat with them. Their eyes were opened. And then what? He vanished. I thought, of course he did. Didn't let other people see it. But it says they were very excited. And they told about the things that had happened on the road. And how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. That was right before we're going to start. That's Luke chapter 24, verse 35. Remember last week I said, when we do communion on the front of the communion tables, it says, do this in remembrance. And he told them, for as often as you eat of this bread, for as often as you drink of this cup, do this in remembrance of me. He said, remember me. World communion, remember me. Jesus Christ is the head of the church universal. One God, one baptism, one spirit. So now in Luke chapter 24, verse 36, it says, now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and he said to them, peace to you. Now, I love right after that. Jesus appears in the midst of them, peace to you. And what does it say? And they were what? Terrified. Peace to you. Ah, I'm scared to death. Did Jesus know they were going to be terrified? And he asked them, says, but they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And Jesus asked him and said, why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Let me ask you, church. Why do doubts arise in your hearts? He's shown up to his disciples who he hung out with. Peace be with you. I'm terrified. Why do doubts arise in your heart? Let me ask you simply. Why do doubts arise in your heart? Lack of patience, by the way, sometimes is an increased level of fear. I don't have patience because I'm fearful of what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. I don't know, so I don't have patience in that. He said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as I have. Go ahead, touch me. Your hand won't pass through me. He said, you're not seeing a spirit. I in flesh and bones. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy, they marveled. He said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. And he took it and ate it in their presence. Does the living God still walk on this earth? Do we still experience the living God? Let me see. I don't know, but I'm just going off what the Bible says. Let's see here. Okay, no spirits here. My hands didn't pass through. Yeah, flesh and bones. Peace be with you. And Eric was terrified. I snuck up behind him. So I started thinking, can we challenge ourselves to see the living God? To have our eyes opened and experience Him, not in spirit, but in the flesh, in bones. Let our eyes be opened to what? To His presence.
I looked at my wife and I said, okay, I get what you're saying. Maybe we do experience the living God.
I didn't mean that you guys were spirits. I just went on the outside edges, by the way. I trust your flesh and bones.
But maybe we do experience the living God through Adonijah, through Jim Murray, through Tim Wilhite. As my wife said, through Adam Dilley. You see, maybe we're busy looking for the Spirit, and He's standing there in front of us. I know His work is sitting in front of me right now. Each and every one of us is His work. So I know that He lives because He's at work. He's at work with little babies and toddlers and young people and teenagers and young adults. And all the ages after that we don't like to talk about. He's at work. But He was in the presence of His disciples and they didn't recognize Him. Again, why would we be surprised if we don't recognize Him? I didn't see Him. All I saw was Adonijah Price. They're going, we didn't see Jesus, but we saw this other fellow. He asked us for some food. These things were hidden from the disciples. Now verse 44, really 44 through the end of Luke 24. Listen to what Jesus said when He revealed Himself and made His presence known to them. Let me go back a little bit. Verse 27, way back there, we read that last week. Says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, Jesus expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. So He covered Scripture back then, but hadn't revealed Himself yet until He broke bread, which came after that. So now in verse 44, it says, then He said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. We read that back in Luke 18. Luke 18, verse 31 through 34. And it's interesting when they didn't recognize or didn't understand what He was saying. And then it said He hadn't made these things known. After that, interesting that He gave a blind man sight. So as He's doing these things, He gave these guys sight into who He was. Verse 45, and He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. Anyone need understanding and comprehension of the Scriptures? I want that to be opened up to me. And then He said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of all these things. And He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. It came on the day of Pentecost. And He led them out as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while He blessed them that He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. When they experienced the presence of God, when they experienced the living Christ, said He revealed to them, gave them comprehension and understanding of the Scriptures So even though they had spent 3 years, they didn't say, hey, we got it all now, Jesus, don't need any more. He was still revealing to them what he was telling them, things that they were struggling to understand. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. These things were hidden from the disciples. It's easy. It's easy to come and be in his presence. We say, hey, we're in his presence. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. But I want us to look and say, did we experience the living God? When we go out today, did we experience the living God? Did I see him possibly in the face of someone else? Maybe somebody I've known all my life. Maybe a stranger. You guys know I love watching these YouTube videos. And I like watching the ones from people that have motivational things. And walked up to a guy and said, hey, I'm really kind of down today. And I really need a hug. Can I get a hug? And the guy said, get away from me. I'm digging through trash, for goodness sakes. I want a hug. He said, I don't give nobody hugs. You use some foul language. Get away from me. Man, I just had this for you. And he gave money and a message that said, you ever feel like giving up and other people don't believe in you? I believe in you, and don't give up. Keep on pushing on. I hope this helps you. And then, after the fact, the guy was angry with himself. He's banging on the wall of this building where he had just been digging through trash. He said, I can't believe this. And he runs out beside the building. He looks down the street for the guy who's gone. Now, obviously, someone's sitting across the street videotaping all this. I don't want us to be like that. Dang it, I miss the opportunity to be nice to somebody. I miss the opportunity to see the living God in somebody today. I miss the opportunity to experience his goodness in my life. Why? My eyes weren't open. Or maybe it was that they were open, I just wasn't seeing. And our hearts are the same thing. You know, I want to glorify God. And Adam's talked about this. We glorify God by loving others and serving others. And then utilizing that special gift he's given us to, whatever, for others. And I say that, but why is my heart closed? Remember a couple months back I said, a righteous man will fall 7 times. My heart is open. It says a righteous man will fall, not my fall, will fall 7 times. 7 times were to help him up. God, I say my heart is open, but man, I'm so tired of picking him or her up. God, I'm looking for you to be at work. So, is this righteous man that has fallen? He says, God, I'm looking for you to be at work. I know it says I'll fall, but you tell me someone's there to help me up. God, I know at times I have to help myself, but where's the one that's supposed to help me get up? God, I've seen them. But they didn't stop. They kept going.
They got in their car with a Jesus bumper sticker on the back and drove away, fumes in my face. I know it was them. I was blinded with the sun bouncing off the cross, swinging around their neck. You see, we're looking for God up here. And we're looking for God down here. I think we're flesh and bones. And I think we experience the living God every day through ourselves. I think we are the living God to other people. And I think we have opportunity to be the living God to other people. And to be the light in the dark world. And to open our eyes. And help open the eyes of others. Adam, I get it. You see, I was down there where you are. Here. Let me give you a hand up, but let me help you out. Because you see, you're going to be right back down there again if you don't. But let me help you. Jesus didn't go hang out with all the best people. He hung out with those hideous tax collectors. And people that others looked away from. I just want to make sure we don't do that. Oh, we have to guard our hearts and be careful where we go. And who we're trying to save, because none of us is as strong as we think we are. So we have to guard ourselves. As the band comes up, we're going to sing today. We're going to finish today's service with the song about the Holy Spirit. But here's what I love about this song, and I said, I want to sing this song at the end. Because it says, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Adam, you got a bowl of water. What's the bowl of water for? It's simply for you to come forward if you want your eyes opened. It's symbolic. Maybe today you desire for your eyes to be opened to the presence of God. The living God working in your life. You say, Adam, I just want them opened. All I'm going to do is put my thumbs in there. My hands are clean. I've washed them. Put my thumbs in there and put them on your eyes. Just briefly, symbolically. If that's you today, come forward as we sing the song. You don't have to. It's just a symbolic thing to say, God, open the eyes to your presence today. Let's stand as we worship today.